This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, we're going to bring on the line here in just a second David G. Hall to make a big announcement concerning the Phil Hendry Show and a sponsorship opportunity that we're very, very proud to. I'm not aware yet, Bud. Do you know the sponsor?
You told me about it.
Do you know the sponsor, Bud? Don't giggle. Do you know the sponsor?
Yeah.
What's so funny? What's so funny? Why are you holding your mouth? Get out of here, man. Anyway, we have David G. Hall will be joining us here in a moment. Next week, of course, Bud Dickman's most radical NASCAR accidents will return here on the Phil Hendry Show. And Frodo the Puppet is going to be joining us tonight to ask me about the Muhammad cartoons. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We now bring on David G. Hall. David, how are you?
Well, I'm very, very well, and I do want to make a big announcement on behalf of the Phil Hendry Show tonight. I told you that we had a sponsor that was sinking, Phil, a significant amount of money into the Phil Hendry Show for the next year. And this is going to put our radio show into the black. We are going to be, Phil, I'm very, very, very proud to say that you are going to be bonused significantly. And it's been a very hard work of some very dedicated people, but we do have a new sponsor.
And I, of course, I want to know who the sponsor is.
Well, we want to tell you, and we also want to tell you the format. We're excited about the format in rolling out Mint Green, which is the new sponsor for the Phil Hendry Show. This is called a new kind of sponsorship opportunity, whereby the sponsor is woven into the fabric material of the show. So that when you, Phil Hendry, talk about different subjects and give different opinions, those opinions will be sponsored by Mint Green. And I'll give you an example, Phil, and I showed you some topics that I wanted you to get into tonight. Dick Cheney leveling a weapon at one of his dear friends and firing away until the man's face was almost a hamburger. Tell us your opinion about that.
First of all, I do not agree that Dick Cheney leveled a weapon at a friend and shot him until his face turned into hamburger. I think that the police have been very, very clear.
All right, well, that's an example. Okay, so you gave your opinion. I don't want to hold you up, but now you say this opinion here on the Phil Hendry Show has been brought to you by Mint Green. And then I'll tell you what Mint Green is. So go ahead.
So what do I say?
I told you. I told you before the show.
I'm sorry, but isn't there a tagline?
There's a tagline. I'll give it to you. Just say your opinion and say it's brought to you by Mint Green.
Well, I said it. I believe that Vice President Cheney was a very tragic accident. He said it himself as one of the worst days of his life to see a friend of yours drop to the ground after you fired a shotgun. And it was an accident, and the police are not filing charges. I think the media wants it to be a huge story. I think they desperately need it to be a huge story. But until they find evidence of alcohol use, barring that, it's not a huge story.
Now you say this opinion. Why do I got to remind you? You know, I don't.
Okay.
Say this opinion brought to you by Mint Green.
This opinion has been brought to you by Mint Green. You don't need to talk.
Then you say.
Yeah, but you don't need to talk to me like I'm a kid.
We talked about this before the show. Please, God, let me maintain my temper.
David.
Hold on for a minute. Please, God, let me hold my temper. Please, God, let me hold my temper. Please, God, let me hold my temper. Okay. All right, Phil, brought to you by Mint Green.
Yeah, brought to you by Mint Green.
All right. A fresh wipe that helps you get rid of embarrassing anal odor. Say it.
You got to be kidding me, man.
Whoa. This is a sponsor that has worked very hard to get on your show. Now, in fact, go to a break.
David, I just...
Go to a break.
All right, we'll be right back here on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, stand by.
Get David back up.
Phil, I want to tell you something right now. You do what I told you to do before the show.
I didn't know the sponsor was going to be an anal wipe.
Look, you're on the show every day talking about all kinds. I just heard that last woman you had on the air about how white people, you know, she don't want to see any black guys going downhill on their backs. What is that? Now do it.
Are you trying to tell me?
You got 10 seconds.
You just better do it.
Welcome back to the Phil Hendry Show.
And this is David G. Hall.
Yes, and Mr. Hall is telling us about a brand new sponsor for the Phil Hendry Show. They will be sponsoring the different opinions that I give on the Phil Hendry Show.
Give another opinion.
My next opinion is about the Muhammad cartoons. I feel that the Muhammad cartoons should be in the mainstream media here in America, and yet the mainstream media has been gutless. The mainstream media... What do you mean,
I'm giving the people an example of what it's going to be.
Anyway, I think the Muhammad cartoons should be in the mainstream media. This opinion has been brought to you by Mint Green, a fresh wipe that helps you get rid of embarrassing anal odor.
Keep going.
Whenever you are with people and they're not happy with your presence, just use Mint Green, the new rectal wipe from Chauncey Industries.
Right. What's going on with you, okay? You don't like this? Oh, boy, you really take the cake. I got salespeople.
All right, yes, I do. I appreciate it. I didn't know there was such a product.
Yes, there is. And you want to know who passed up the opportunity to have a lot of money sunk into his show? You ever heard of Jay Leno? Yeah, thank you. Jay Leno could have had this sponsor.
Well, I guess we turned it down for some reason.
He turned it down because he doesn't know how to do it the way you do it. You're Phil Hendry. You're on the radio. You can sell it. Now do another opinion. And then I want you to give examples of how you use it in your everyday life.
Wait a minute, man. I don't...
Just give examples of it.
Meanwhile, everybody out there in Radio Land's listening to us, you're telling me to give examples of how I use it.
That's right. They don't remember I'm talking to you like this. Just give another opinion.
My next opinion is on a topic, and this has to do with,
give an opinion about the Lakers.
All right, to the Lakers. I think the Los Angeles Lakers need to face the music and get rid of the entire brain trust. The entire brain trust of the L.A. Lakers is not getting the job done. You can criticize the players all you want. Phil Jackson ain't getting it done anymore. And I think it's obvious by now that the rumors and the things that were said during the 90s are true. And that is that Phil Jackson can't win without superstars. Phil Jackson can't win without phenomenal players. And he is an average coach at best when he has modest players talent-wise. I also think that whoever the general manager is and the player personnel guy, they got to go.
Do it.
This opinion of the Lakers was brought to you by Mint Green, a fresh wipe that... Do I got to say this every time?
Yes! God!
This opinion of the L.A. Lakers was brought to you by Mint Green, a fresh wipe that helps you get rid of embarrassing anal odor. Whenever you are with people who are not happy with your presence, use Mint Green, the rectal wipe for the 21st century.
Now give examples of how you use it.
You know full well that I
said to just... Take a break.
David, I probably...
Take a break!
All right, we'll be right back. David G. Hall is with me. We're announcing a new sponsor here on the Phil Hendry Show.
Tell them who it is.
Mint Green.
What do they do?
It's a rectal wipe.
There you go.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
This is David G. Hall, very, very proud of the new sponsor of the Phil Hendry Show, Mint Green. And now, without further ado, here is Phil Hendry.
Thank you very much, David. And welcome to the Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by Mint Green, a fresh wipe that helps you get rid of embarrassing anal odor. The half-empty New Orleans Mardi Gras. What's going on? I think it's because the city is most probably recovering from the devastating economic effects of Hurricane Katrina that the Mardi Gras will not be at full steam this year. And I think we can all live, at least for 1 year, without the Mardi Gras being uppermost in the minds of people in New Orleans. It's time to get the Mardi Gras in the back of our mind and the growth of the city of New Orleans into the front of our mind. This opinion has been brought to you by... What is that?
That's what I said.
What are you asking questions for? Just do it.
What is that?
It's the fresh sound of Mint Green.
It's an ocean or a beach or
something. Yes! Just do it. Forget it. Now we got to do it all over again. Okay, start again.
What do you mean we got to do it?
Will you just quit asking questions and do what I ask? Give an opinion. Something, anything. I don't care. How about that no-smoking deal out in Calabasas? You know the one that nobody cares about, but you do?
Oh, yeah. Okay, why don't I give it a...
Just do it.
The city of Calabasas, California, which, by the way, made the front page of the Drudge Report, has passed a no-smoking ordinance. An ordinance that is entirely unenforceable. If people light up and smoke cigarettes in Calabasas, who will enforce this? The police? I'm sure the L.A. County Sheriff has much better things to do than to answer some call down at some mall where some guy lit up a cigarette. Will the average citizen enforce it? It only puts them in jeopardy. I say that the people who run the city of Calabasas have not only passed a law that is probably unconstitutional, but they have also lowered the property values and the business values in their city, because if you have a hotel that only has 20% of rooms that have smoking, it lowers the property value of that hotel. This opinion on the Phil Hendry Show has been brought to you by Mint Green, the new rectal wipe from Chauncey Industries. Mint Green. If people aren't happy with you, use this rectal wipe.
Do another one.
My next opinion has to do with the Coast Guard senior cadet charged with rape. Boy, that sure is bad. This opinion brought to you by Mint Green. For all of the,
I'll read it like a white man, will you? It's...
What is that supposed to mean?
We on the air?
Yes.
How dare you put me on the air with that opinion? I didn't have anything to say or to do with that last comment about reading like a white man. This is David G. Hall, and my comment brought to you by Mint Green, the new rectal wipe from Chauncey Industries. All right, where's Margaret? Get her on.
What do you mean, Margaret?
Yeah, hold on for a minute. Margaret, are you there?
Yes, David, I'm right here. I've got a couple of rough drafts. Frank's been helping me. I brought over Bobo Nelson, you know, the piano player.
I know Bobo's a good jazz piano player.
Well, we worked on a couple of things, and I've come up with a couple of ideas. So if Hendry can do this without screwing the pooch on it...
You know how it is.
Hey, would you mind talking about me like I'm here, okay?
Oh, are you there?
Yeah, I happen to be here. It's my show.
Oh, all right. Well, I've got a couple of ideas, so whatever you want me to do it, David.
All right. Go ahead. Give an opinion, Phil.
What do you mean? Get...
Do it!
Global warming causing the polar ice caps to melt. If this is hard and fast scientific evidence, the United Nations should be all over this. However, excuse me, it seems to me that it's just more kooky pseudoscience that is not backed up by fact. This opinion has been brought to you by Mint Green, a fresh wipe that helps you get rid of embarrassing anal odor.
I'll drink some water, will you?
I'm sorry, I got an allergy. The new rectal wipe from Chauncey Industries.
Go!
Mint Green, it's just for you and your crack.
From Chauncey Industries. All right, go do another one.
Every time I do an opinion, I'm going to hear that.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on, Margaret. I'm awfully sorry.
Certainly.
Don't argue with me. Just do it.
Are you trying to tell me that every time an opinion is proffered on this show...
Listen to him, bud.
Sorry. She's going to sing a jingle?
Yes. Oh, what's better? Mint Green isn't worthy of a jingle. Every other product gets a jingle. Charmin toilet paper. You know what? How come toilet paper, they can advertise it on TV? But we come up with a perfectly good rectal wipe. No, no, you can't do that. You're embarrassed. What are you embarrassed about? If I said, hey, would you sell Charmin?
Well, I'm just saying Charmin toilet paper, man. I'm not talking about... What do you mean it's for you and your crack?
That's the jingle. Margaret, you got anything else?
I've got a couple of ideas I'm kicking around. Bobo, what do you think?
How do you like that one? Mint Green, that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, I like that. But we've got some things.
Go ahead, do another one.
I believe that the whole... I think the neighborhood bullies... the Olympics, that's a good one. Yeah, the Olympics. The Olympics. America needs to do much better in the Olympics. Everybody sucks on our team. This opinion has been brought to you by Mint Green, the new rectal wipe for the 21st century.
Mint Green! It's clean down there.
Brought to you by Chauncey Industries.
Get out of here, all of you clowns.
Boy, is she going to be mad.
I let him be mad. Mint Green, it's clean down there. Of all the goofball ideas, and these guys, hey, yeah, Phil, we got a brand new sponsor for your show. It's a rectal wipe.
Well, it's money. It's green. It all spins.
Yeah. How long do you think people are going to be listening to this show, man, with that kind of goofball entertainment? It's the Phil Hendry Show. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Tonight on the Phil Hendry Show, we will be hearing a classic Harvey Wireman Senior chat. You don't want to miss this thing because it's a nutty thing. And it is a request. And by the way, the Phil Hendry website has been redesigned, and we think it's better than ever before. Literally hundreds and hundreds of new hours of material on the site. Get your backstage passes, only $6.95. And you'll be accessing Phil Hendry Show material 16 years back, some of it. I mean, well, this show's been around. This show's a franchise, baby. We're like the Packers. We're like the Green Bay Packers. We ought to have our Hall of Fame, the Atrium. We ought to have our own pub. Hey, what an idea. Why don't we start the Phil Hendry Show pub? What radio show has its own pub? We got to do it. Bud, get working on it.
All right, I'll research the beer.
Yeah, research what kind of beer we should sell. Might want to go through several hundred six-packs on that. Well, you know, we could go downstairs, say, after the show tonight, we're going over to the Phil Hendry Pub. The listeners could, you know, we could all belly up, laugh and scream and sing till 4 a.m., and then turn around and do all the same thing after the show, you know, the next night. This is a great idea, man. If only I could sell Clear Channel on it. God. Wish those cats drank. Oh, well. So what we're going to do here on the Phil Hendry Show is, you know, try to give you a little bit better access to our archives, our audio files, our show files, and like that. Just go to the website, www.philhendryshow.com. That's www.philhendryshow.com. Our friends over at Sweet Feathery Jesus, did you get that thing for the Alan Combs thing? Some cat over at Sweet Feathery Jesus, I think it's either Chad the Monkey or one of the other guys, crank called the Alan Combs radio show. And as crank calls go, it ain't bad. What I like about it is it's not Baba Booey. What it is just work. He worked Walter Belhaven and Herb Sewell into a phone call. And you can hear Alan, and it sounds to me like Alan probably knows that there's something fishy with this call. Sound like that to you? And I'll tell you where the guy blew it in the call. You hear where the caller, Chad, you're a good guy. Thank you very much. However, when he asked you a question, where'd you hear about this? When you said a radio show, that totally gave it away. You should have said they were on a citizens forum or something, you know. But you'll learn. You guys will learn. You'll pick it up. All right, here it is. Chad the Monkey with the Herb Sewell Belhaven call on the Combs show.
Ron, hello.
Oh, pal?
Yes.
Oh, sorry. Caught me off guard. I was making a little soup here. Let's try something a little different. I want to talk about a few weeks ago you had this Sharky guy making on from, I don't know, somewhere up north. He's running for governor and president.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Well, you had this guy on who's, I don't know if he's a Wiccan or what, but he's running for governor.
The vampire running for governor of Minnesota.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, have you heard about these two guys from California, this Belhaven and Sewell?
No.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. I think they're from Sherman Oaks. One is a convicted child molester.
Right.
He's recently been released. This guy, he's real different. Miss Belhaven, he's still in what they're calling a forensic hospital.
Right.
I don't know if it's a...
Yeah, are they running for office?
Oh, yes, in 08. I'm telling you, these guys, they're out there.
What are their names?
Belhaven and Sewell. Walter Belhaven and Herb Sewell.
And how do you know of them?
Oh, geez. I heard about them. They were on some program the other night. The Belhaven guy, I haven't heard him give any interview.
Well, how do you know about him?
They were on some radio program the other day. He was the VP guy.
Uh-huh.
The one he's running for VP.
You listen to other radio shows? You're cheating on me on this Valentine's Day?
I'm sorry, Alan, but these guys, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Herb Sewell, he's like the spokesman. You don't ever hear from the other
guy. All right, I'll look into it. Thank you.
Yeah. So, basically, when he said radio program, however, one of the games they play over at Sweet Feathery Jesus is how many show references can you identify? One of them was, he's real different. Excuse me, I'm making soup. Then Belhaven and Sewell. And those are the only four that I picked up. I don't know if anybody else could pick up any other. Oh, these guys are real different. Pretty cool, though. But in the future, you say something like this. You say, how do you know about these guys? They did a couple of TV interviews, or they were on a public affairs show, something like that. 1-800-449-8686. They were on Hannity and Combs. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
All right, Mr. Henry's still getting his sinus medicine, so go.
What does that mean, go?
Go ahead. Continue the debate about Al Munster.
Yeah. Al Munster, okay, is the kid still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, Al, you're calling him Al Munster. That's right off the bat shows how stupid you are, okay?
I meant Al Lewis. I didn't mean Al Munster.
Well, but you called him right off the bat about Al Munster, didn't you?
Okay, let it go, man. Move on. God.
All right, Al Lewis, they could have had a typographical error, and that means that he's really 96. Or, just like Mr. Henry said, they got the birth date wrong, which they do a lot of the times with movie actors because they don't want nobody to know their real age. Do you understand now?
Well, I don't know if you've got information that I don't have, but
doesn't mean I've got no information you don't have, man. It just means a lot of movie stars don't want anybody to know how old they is.
You know, I'm just saying...
And you're in a military academy, man, and you think some guy transformed into a bat for 12 years? And you think you're going to be in the military of the America? Forget it.
Hey, it doesn't mean that I think he's a bat. I'm simply saying, what happened to those 12 years, and is there something metaphysical or paranormal?
Are you kidding me, man? The Munsters wasn't even a real show about paranormal stuff. It was a cartoon, man. I mean, the one dude, what was the dude's name?
Who, Al Munster?
Not Al Munster, man. The guy that was the head guy.
Fred Munster.
Yeah, Fred Munster, okay. I mean, look at the guy, man. They used cake batter for makeup. I mean, you could put birthday candles on his head. I mean, the whole thing, man, is a joke, okay?
All right. Well, I'm just checking it out, but I don't see where you should be mean.
I'm not being mean, man. I'm just slapping you into place. Yeah, hi, Phil. Hey, is it possible that Al Munster was a bat for 12 years, and that's how come they don't have no real date on him? Cut me a break, man. Give me a big slice of break.
Well, you don't know what it's like to be confused by things.
I know what it's like to be confused by things.
Yeah, give me one example.
Okay. One time I was backstage at a Kenny Loggins concert because some friend of mine had backstage passes, okay?
I don't know. Who's Kenny Loggins?
It's not Kenny Logg, man. It's Kenny Loggins, okay? And you don't know him because you're too young. But one time, he was a pretty big star, okay?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm back there with my girlfriend. He comes off stage and suddenly just lip-locks my girlfriend, sticks his tongue down her throat like he knows her, like she's some friend of his. And that was a baffling time, okay?
And the guy, his name is Kenny Logg? What?
Kenny Loggins.
Like log on?
Not log on. Yeah, it's like logging on or logging in, only it's Loggins.
Okay.
Anyway, so I was baffled by that because I'm thinking, who's this dude? He comes off stage and he's giving my girlfriend a tonsil inspection in front of everybody backstage. So that was baffling for me because on the one hand, I'm very peace-loving, man. I don't want to hurt nobody.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I wanted to just put the hurt on him. I wanted to drop the pain on him. See?
No, I don't get it. I would have clobbered the guy. I would have clocked him. He would have known. He. Forget it, man. I just.
Yeah. All right, you guys done? Because Mr. Henry's back.
Yeah, I'm pretty fit. I'm pretty much finished.
Me too.
How'd it go?
It went good.
You guys still there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So you finished your debate?
Yeah, we did.
What's the resolution?
That Al Munster, or not Al Munster, but Al Lewis could, they probably some typographical error. I think I got the kid, he understands you can't become a bat.
Well, I just was wondering about it.
Okay, great. Took you guys 15 minutes about that?
Well, he was also talking about how Kenny Loggins stuck his tongue into his girlfriend.
What?
I'm talking about a kiss.
All right. Thank you very much.
Hey, Mr. Henry, would you be willing to make a personal appearance at our...
1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley join us in a few minutes to talk about the Justin, their son's new girlfriend, and how her tan isn't deep and rich enough. We'll have blind bowling later on tonight. Bing Crosby will join us. And also a very favorite feature of ours and of many of our listeners, Minister Keith Babbitt with his religious hour, All Queers Must Die. Yes, that's coming up tonight. Well, that's what it's called. Maybe we got to change the name of that. And we also had a request for the ongoing saga of the Chattanooga Choo Choo's professional football team. And we'll be talking a little bit about that. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. Now, I got a lot of email, and I wanted to clear up about this offer that I'm making. The first sign that I can see on the Google satellite map on the roof of somebody's house that says Phil Hendry, I will give that person $10,000. All right. Now, that having been said, and let me just state it again. The very first one that we see from a legitimate, it says Phil Hendry, and we see it from the Google satellite. In other words, you can log on to Google satellite and see that. We'll give you $10,000. Now, we've gotten a lot of mail, and here's one from Andrea, and she writes, hey, Phil, this is from an AP News piece. According to a man by the name of John Hanks, Keyhole's general manager, and I suppose that's one of the people that helped sponsor this or something, there's little reason for people to be paranoid about the satellite maps because the images generally are 6 to 12 months old, and it's not like you're going to be able to read a license plate on a car or see what an individual is doing when a particular image was taken. Google believes most people will like the convenience of generating a satellite image with a few clicks of a computer mouse because you can see a hotel, you can see its proximity to the beach, etc. And Andrea writes, I thought you'd be interested in case someone tries to BS you to get the money. Yeah, the image is around 6 to 12 months old, and we know if you're photoshopping. But more to the point is this. Google has the ability, if you looked at the Google map, I've seen my house on it, and I've seen the roof of my house. And I know full well that you could put a sign big enough up there, even if it just says Phil H., you can get a sign up there that I could read. So that's a hooey. The other thing that we're talking about here is that we could get a promotional tie-in with Google. Now, check it out. We got a banner on our website that says Google. You click on that, it takes you directly to Google Maps, the satellite map, and then you can scroll around and take a look to see if anybody stuck a Phil Hendry sign up on their roof. And the very first one that we find, you know, they win the $10,000. Never mind, man. Forget it. Forget I brought it up. We'll let some other radio show do it. But I'm telling you right now, if in 3 months Rusty Humphreys has a Google banner on his website, someone dies. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
The only woman that you should be trying to impress is your wife.
Well, that may be true, and I do try to impress my wife.
Well, you shouldn't be worried about other women.
Black women have a particular attraction.
Okay.
See, Phil, here's the thing. You can't talk to a white woman about this. They're not going to admit it. Secondly, it drives them crazy knowing that men, white men, are on a very base level attracted to black women. But this wasn't about black women. This is about the fact...
Well, you keep saying black women this, black women
that. It happened to be a black woman I was talking to at the party. That's all I'm saying.
Well, you should have had your wife at the party with you.
She was.
Well, was she standing next to you when you were trying to impress another woman?
No, she wasn't.
Well, if she was, I don't think she would have been very happy.
Thanks for listening, selective listener.
Well, you know, I do.
Yeah, it's true.
You want to be on a radio station and
be
you can't
on a radio.
Other people's opinion, then don't
right.
be on.
Don't listen to what Wendy has to say.
All right, I'm listening.
Jeez. And if you have to impress someone by material things, you keep saying about your private jet.
Women like that.
You know what else women like? They like men with personality.
But they also
you're lacking in that area.
But wait a minute. All I said to her was, I fly in a private... Look, I don't know...
You're trying to impress her by that.
How old are you?
I'm 26.
All right. 26. All right. Do you have a boyfriend?
I have a husband.
All right. Well, let's pretend you're black. And you're at a party. And I say to you, and I don't know what your name would be, you know, Janelle or something. And I'd say, I have...
Will you come on?
Well, no, I'm just trying to say to the lady, I fly by private charter jet. So the husband of yours who's got to go back to the machine shop tomorrow?
He doesn't work at a machine shop. And you know what? If I was a black woman, white woman, Chinese, the fact that you drive a private jet would mean absolutely
I don't drive it.
Nothing.
Someone else flies
well,
it for me.
Well, they fly it for you.
Yes.
It means absolutely
of
nothing.
Of course it does. You would be impressed.
No, I would not. No,
you,
I would not.
You know, I don't... Can
okay,
I ask you a question, ma'am?
You know what all women think.
If you, I know what white women think. If
how
you're
do you know
so
what
classy,
all, what, obviously
I'll tell you one
been.
Thing I know about you right now. By the echo on the phone, you're calling from a bathroom. What are you afraid of? Why are you hiding in a toilet?
From a bathroom.
You're hiding in a toilet. What are you afraid of?
Oh yeah, you have
wait a
X-ray
minute.
Vision.
No, you don't
you're
like.
Being ridiculous.
You don't want people to know your opinion. You're hiding in a toilet.
No,
and
I'm
making
right
a,
in
an
my
obscene
living
phone
room.
Call.
I'm right in my living room.
Is your living room tiled?
Is it what?
Do you have tile and a drain in the floor of your living room?
No. You know
okay,
what?
Okay, Wendy, that's called a bathroom.
Let me explain this to you. Obviously, the only way you can impress a woman is by material things because your
no.
personality stinks.
I married 21 years, and I have two lovely daughters. I worship the ground they walk on.
Well,
but
you're
I'm
not
simply saying,
like it.
When you're at a party and you see a black woman, it's natural for a white man to want to go up to her, impress her, and
that
when she
ridiculous.
Puts her beautiful black booty down on the leather seats of my private jet...
Okay, man. See, there's the racial stereotype.
What is?
The black booty line.
I just want to say to Wendy, if the room's tiled and there's a toilet in it, that's
okay,
a bathroom.
Okay, why don't you answer me this? Would you rather your daughters be with someone who had a private jet or be married to someone who treated them with respect and gave them their attention?
I'm sorry, say that again.
Would you rather your daughters, you say you have two daughters, would you rather your daughters be married to someone who treated them with respect and devoted themselves body, mind, and soul, or someone who had money and could fly them in a jet? Which would you prefer for your daughters?
If I was married to...
No, I said if your daughters were married.
If you could put your question into a shorter sentence, I could...
Well, okay.
If my daughters were married...
Would you rather have them be with someone who treated them with respect?
Okay.
Do you understand that?
I do, yes.
And who devoted their attention in every way? Or would you rather them be married to someone who was too worried about impressing other women? Which would you prefer
would I be
for
married?
Your daughters?
Now I'm confused.
Well, obviously...
She's asking you, Ted, would you rather your daughters be with a man who respected them or a man who provided them with material goods?
Who?
Your daughters!
No, who's the guy you're talking about? Well, I don't understand what she's talking about.
She's talking about what you've been talking about, man. You're talking to chicks about how you...
Oh, wait a minute. Craig Lincoln is standing there talking. Let's say it was Wendy. He's standing there. He says, I fly first class. Well, I came in and I said, go get me a drink. I said, guess what? I fly private charter jets. That killed his buzz. And I stepped in. I moved in. I said, hey, how about giving me a place at the trough here, huh? You know, I want to eat. Move over while the big dog craps.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.